you missed the very first David and Jane show, you missed quite a bit, but here are some highlights from episode 2, which I'm sure you'll enjoy.
Now, if you make yourself a star of your own life, you could be getting these flowers. You know, and I'm like,
Are you lonely? Have you wasted half your time in bars pursuing sins of the flesh?
What do you think about Jane, Napoleon?
Yeah, you fat lard.
I did not plan that, I swear.
Great. You.
Word of the day, necrophilia.
I don't.
Gerbils and recreation items thought have its limits, and I guess it doesn't really have its limits like I thought. But anyway, that's off subject. So anyway, Mark,
my goodness.
Well, it's just some weird.
We digress.
Need an actual.
If a woman got a tape measure out on the date with me when we were first dating,
it's better to get that a 6-inch roller.
What exactly is rice pilaf? So make sure that you tune in right here on www.openpodcast.org and check out future episodes of The David and Jane Show. Until then, we're out. I knew this would happen when class started. I got a lot going on right now, guys. Just got back from the Ashland Theological Seminary bookstore and spent about $200. Oh, welcome to the Sound of Theos. I'm your host, David McDowell. A tired host. Had a couple classes, one last night, one this morning. Yeah. But I want to get this finished up for you guys. We're going through a post by John Piper called Don't Waste Your Cancer. He posted several things about his cancer. He's going in for prostate cancer surgery. Number one, you will waste your cancer if you not believe it is designed for you by God. Number two, you will waste your cancer if you believe it is a curse and not a gift. Number three, you will waste your cancer if you seek comfort from your odds rather than from God. And that's where we left off last time. Number four, you will waste your cancer if you refuse to think about death. We will all die if Jesus postpones his return. Not to think about what it will be like to leave this life and meet God is folly. Ecclesiastes 7:2 says, it is better to go to the house of mourning, a funeral, than to go to the house of feasting, for this is the end of all mankind. And the living will lay it to heart. How can you lay it to heart if you won't think about it? Psalm 90:12 says, teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Numbering your days means thinking about how few there are and that they will end. Think about, or how will you get a heart of wisdom if you refuse to think about this? What a waste if we do not think about death. Number five, you will waste your cancer if you think that beating cancer means staying alive rather than cherishing Christ. Satan's and God's design in your cancer are not the same. Satan designs to destroy your love for Christ. God designs to deepen your love for Christ. Cancer does not win if you die. It wins if you fail to cherish Christ. God's design is to wean you off the breast of the world and feast you on the sufficiency of Christ. It is meant to help you say and feel, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and to know that, therefore, to live as Christ and to die as gain. Philippians 3:8 and 1:21. Number six, you will waste your cancer if you spend too much time reading about cancer and not enough time reading about God. It is not wrong to know about cancer. Ignorance is not a virtue. But the lure to know more and more and the lack of zeal to know God more and more is symptomatic of unbelief. Cancer is meant to waken us to the reality of God. It is meant to put feeling and force behind the command, let us know, let us press on to know the Lord, Hosea 6:3. It is meant to waken us to the truth of Daniel 11:32. The people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. It is meant to make unshakable, indestructible oak trees out of us. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law He meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that He does, He prospers, Psalm 1:2. What a waste of cancer if we read day and night about cancer and not about God. You will waste your cancer if you let it, this is number 7, you will waste your cancer if you let it drive you into solitude instead of deepen your relationships with manifest affection. When Epaphroditus brought the gifts to Paul sent by the Philippian church, he became ill and almost died. Paul tells the Philippians he has been longing for you all and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill. Philippians 2:26 through 27. What an amazing response. It does not say they were distressed that he was ill, but that he was distressed because they heard he was ill. That's the kind of heart God is aiming to create with cancer, a deeply affectionate, caring heart for people. Don't waste your cancer by retreating into yourself. Number 8, you'll waste your cancer if you grieve as those who have no hope. He used this phrase in relation to those whose loved ones had died. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who do not have no hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. There is a grief at death. Even for the believer who dies, there is temporary loss. Loss of body and loss of loved ones here, and loss of earthly ministry. But the grief is different. It is permeated with hope. We would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. Don't waste your cancer grieving as those who don't have this hope. Number 9, you will waste your cancer if you treat sin as casually as before. Are your besetting sins as attractive as they were before you had cancer? If so, you are wasting your cancer. Cancer is designed to destroy the appetite for sin. Pride, greed, lust, hatred, unforgiveness, impatience, laziness, procrastination, all these are the adversaries that cancer is meant to attack. Don't just think about battling against cancer. Also think about battling with cancer. All these things are worse enemies than cancer. Don't waste the power of cancer to crush those foes. Let the presence of eternity make the sins of time look as futile as they really are. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? Luke 9:25. Number 10, you will waste your cancer if you fail to use it as a means of witness to the truth and glory of Christ. Christians are never anywhere by divine accident. There are reasons for why we wind up where we do. Consider what Jesus said about painful, unplanned circumstances. They will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness, Luke 21:12 through 13. So it is with cancer. This will be an opportunity to bear witness. Christ is infinitely worthy. Here is a golden opportunity to show that He is worth more than life. Don't waste it. Remember, you are not left alone. You will have the help you need. My God will supply every need of yours according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Again, those are the words of John Piper, who's going in for prostate cancer. John Piper has been the pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota since 1980. He has authored numerous best-selling books, and you'll find 25 years of online sermons, articles, and other God-centered resources from the ministry of John Piper at www.desiringgod.org. He also has a daily radio program called Desiring God, which can be accessed online at www.desiringgod.org/radio. And that'll do it for today in the Sound of Theos. We will see you next time right here. Sound of Theos, www.openpodcast.org. Love, peace, a pot of neck bones. I'm out.